Imagine, if you will, a world where every meme and comment is fact-checked, but not a ballot. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I really am mad about the media. I mean, I spent my whole life there. My whole life. It was an honorable profession. It's not. It's part of the problem. The media are aligned with the people in charge to oppress the population of the United States through lying. Not just a part of the media, all the media. They're lying about the things that actually matter. And we'll have these fake debates about this or that, you know, these little peripheral debates, but on the questions that actually matter, the economy and foreign policy, they're 100% aligned against the population of the United States. I'll tell you just one thing I learned. Okay, this is the sum total of the knowledge collected after 27 years in the business. Pharma ads are the number one advertiser, pharma, on television. Right, left, center, doesn't matter. It's all pharma. How many people are actually asking their doctor for some drug they saw on television? So I asked someone who worked at pharma. Nobody. Then why are you spending billions a year to advertise in media? He goes, to prevent media from criticizing us. Oh, you're capturing the media through ad spending. It's not about the retail consumer. That's just a sideshow. It's about making sure that the executives of these news organizations never criticize pharma, the COVID vax, for example. Period.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. That was a loaded clip. Yes, all of media. Yes, he's right. All the way down to print media. And then, of course, in news. And then, of course, pharma, so that was Tucker Carlson. Welcome to the show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
And we have Dr. Pesta, too. Hi, Dr. Pesta.
Hello. How are you there. Guys?
The clip was talking about, Dr. Pesta might not have heard the clip coming in, but it was Tucker talking about pharma. They don't advertise to sell any product at all. The only reason they advertise is to buy the media's viewpoint so that the media doesn't criticize them because they're the biggest sponsor of media.
That's a pretty good quote right there.
I know. I'm just telling you. All right. So we'll start off with a caller, I guess. We'll take a caller first. And then I do want to talk about housing with you just a little bit because we hit that in the last hour. Phone lines are open 888-673-1450 if you want to call in if you're listening to us live. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Dr. Pesta and myself and Uncle
Hello, Milton. Dr. Pesta. Anyway, yeah. Back up to pharma. I've always wondered, how is it legal that they are able to, you know, market a drug that you're not able to purchase yourself?
Yeah.
You have to have a prescription
right.
for it. So basically, the pharmaceutical company is becoming the in-between of the doctor and the patient. They are wedging themselves in between that relationship, which is illegal.
Yes. Yes, you're right. So, yeah, you're right. You can't just buy it.
Why is nothing being done? There's too much money here.
Yes, I know. It's insanity. Thank you. I love the phone call. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's so true. And so once you realize that the media is full of actors and agents and people that are on the take, and then you've got people that are just stupid on the take, then it starts to make more sense what you're seeing and hearing and taking in all the time, if you view it that way. So we're going to talk about various stories. We're going to talk about the college students too with Dr. Pesta because he wasn't on last week. So we've got to talk to Dr. Pesta about that. But your take on housing real quick while we were still on this topic of housing.
I thought the caller was great because he made a point that I can elucidate with an anecdote. My wife is having some problem with her eyes. We have a very good state of Wisconsin healthcare. State run healthcare, which means it's pretty good. As a professor here at University of Wisconsin, I'm part of the state system. And so she was having some problem with her eyes, and the doctor prescribed Xiidra for her eyes. And so we went to pick it up. $3,000 a month is what it was. That's with our insurance. $3,000 a month for 28 little drops for her eyes. And so we weren't going to be able to pay that. So we were given a card so that we could call the pharmacologists, the people who create that medicine, and we called the number, and they gave it to us for free for the next 3 months, right? And so they get you used to it. You take the medicine, and then the medicine becomes the only thing that helps you. Then after 3 months, so notice what it is. You either pay everything or you pay nothing. So the caller made a great point. This is something that is completely unavailable, either because it costs too much or You have to have the privilege of getting one of these cards that allows you to get it free for a limited period. So it is a really, it's the least thing in the world like free market capitalism. And when I hear my lefty professor friends talking about how government has to take over everything, just imagine how the pharmaceutical companies handle this. Mm-hmm. And then imagine something 10 times worse when the government takes it over. The idea that the government won't behave like the pharmacy people is nonsense. They will they'll triple down on what the pharmacological companies are doing right now. Make it much more exclusive, much more expensive. People who are on the right side of them will get it for free. Other people will never have access to it. Only it won't be from company to company. It will be state to state under the boot heel of federal control.
Uncle Milty.
In all fairness, though, if you keep your social credit score high enough, you probably won't face those issues.
Your government love score? Oh, my gosh. So true. So true. And so many things are working like this. But that connection that and that thought that pharma does not advertise whenever you see those spots, they're only doing it so that they won't get criticized. That's amazing. It really is. Jeez.
Well, it's not even just that they don't want to be criticized. I think it's also the lawfare. Mm-hmm. It's all of the you go to the doctor. The doctor will get you the prescription at the pharmacy, but it's those long lists of side effects, right?
Yeah.
I have always wondered about that. It must be brutal when you're marketing a new drug, and in the middle of the commercial, you have to spend 15 seconds of your 45 seconds on the air talking about this long grocery list of horrible things that might happen when you take it.
Yeah.
I think it's a kind of it's billions of dollars spent to indemnify yourself to some degree for that kind of suing.
That's true.
Yeah. When I see that happen, I look at it and I think to myself, I think I'd rather have the problem than the side effects.
That's the truth.
Exactly. Oh. Do you guys remember Oleastra? This is about 25 years ago.
It came from chips, right?
Yes, Lay's potato chips.
Yeah.
You could eat as many potato chips as you wanted, and you wouldn't get fat, but you would have anal leakage.
Yeah.
Right?
The diarrhea,
so, as much as I like potato chips, I don't want to have to change my drawers every time I eat a potato chip. So
what's wrong with
you? I'll pass on
They're
that.
So good. So, I mean, they've done some weird stuff. I'm going to be doing a show about the bioengineered food. Everybody wants to know what's in the bioengineered food because now it's on the label. But you know what? You're so right on that. And this cabal and the way they work and the stuff they get away with. Pharma has never, ever, ever cured a disease of any kind. They don't want to. So when they come out with this, they're coming out with this cancer vax, I would not touch that with a 10-foot pole. I would hope people would have the common sense enough after what we just went through for 4 years to never, ever take their shots again. I mean, I'm hoping, right? They're not going to cure cancer.
I have a friend who whose wife got a COVID shot, perfectly normal, 58-year-old woman, perfectly healthy. Within 2 weeks, she started showing rapid signs of dementia. And they finally detected that she has front lobe dementia going on. And the only new thing that's happened to her, no history of this in her family, within 6 months of taking that vaccine, she was unable to remember how to put toothpaste on a toothbrush. It's that bad.
Oh, that breaks my heart. Oh, we're going to see more and more of that. And I'm afraid. And no wonder pharma's so busy spending their money to buy the media. No wonder. And it all works like this in these cabals. They don't want you to have private property. They want you sick, right? So the more sick, the better. The more pharma you're taking, the better. And on another note, no property for you. We don't want you to have any private property at all. That's what they're selling in the media. That's what they're trying to get people to be okay with. It's okay to be sick, okay to get 1 in 2 cancer, and okay to not have a house.
This is a direct quote from Karl Marx. This is right from his words.
Okay.
Quote, "The theory of communism may be summed up in one sentence. Abolish all private property. That's all you got to do."
Yep. Yep. There was an article, Wall Street Journal, and the couple looked very sad sitting on their stoop. Very, very sad. And the whole article was about, oh, it just sucks to be a homeowner. You don't want to own anything. It's horrible. The rates are going up. You can't afford it anyway. It's not about the house price anymore. It's everything else. I mean, they could not have demonized it anymore. It was that insane. And I saw more articles like that kind of stemming off that. And I thought they are really in this big push to get us to sure. not want to be a homeowner. Yep. And live in their stupid taxpayer funded housing, which are you guys getting a push in your state for affordable housing, like crazy amounts of affordable housing going up?
We have government buying up land and leaving it fallow, right? So wherever you, mm-hmm. 10 years ago where people were building and expanding, now that's come to a screeching halt. We actually have like most states, we have a great shortage in available property, which keeps driving it up. And as we saw when the Obama administration got rid of used cars through mm-hmm. cash, through clunkers, mm-hmm. well, what happened? The price of a decent used car became almost as much as you would pay for a new car
yep.
more
yep.
Monthly payment. Yep. And that's what's happening now. To be able to rent now is slightly less than having a home. So you think to yourself, if you mm-hmm. could scrape together a down payment, why would you pay that much to rent a house
right.
or even an apartment
right.
when for that crazy number you could be paying on a house, but mm-hmm. that's what they don't want. They don't
yep.
they like you said, they want to scare you away
yes. they all,
from home ownership.
Yes, and they also, that cash for clunkers thing was to get rid of cars that aren't adapted to all the software and spying, by the way,
yep.
and data collection.
Yep.
You know, this thing about saving a down payment always drives me crazy. There are ways around that.
Mm-hmm.
I joined the Army.
Yeah, yeah.
And was able to buy right. a home with no money down.
Right. We're going to go to break, but there are ways. But yes, they're really, really going hard on this. And our governor, who is a total liberal but pretends to be a conservative, threatened everybody in the state that if they didn't do more affordable housing to the tune that he wanted, that, you know, that they'd get basically punished in a year. So they're coming down hard. That's why I asked. Be right back. Asked about Wisconsin. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Are you struggling to find relief for a current